Now, it's almost certain that, whether we realise it or not, many of us will have interacted with an artificial intelligence on many occasions already. These systems answer telephones, they work out what adverts to show you when you go online, and they select and prioritise news stories for you. And this is all based on what the system is constantly learning about you, your preferences, and even your political leanings.
And many of these systems are scarily invisible to us. But not all of them. And recently, a number of companies have brought out devices that you can speak to and instruct verbally. They can find information, music, even do your shopping for you. Amazon's offering is their Echo technology, which is called Alexa. Hello, Alexa. How are you today?
Great. Thank you. I hope you're doing well too.
So earlier we were wondering about the market value of AI. Let's see if Alexa can help us. Alexa? What is the market value of artificial...
I don't know that one.
Alexa?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well too.
So I think that's teaching you that never work with animals, children and robots.
Let's try something else. Alexa, tell us a joke.
Did you hear about my dad's restaurant on the moon? The food is okay, but it has no atmosphere.
Alexa, that was a very bad joke.
Well, I have to confess, it did make me chuckle a bit. Ask me for another joke and maybe the next one will make you smile.
Okay, Alexa, tell us another joke.
What do you get if you spill tea on a rabbit? A hot cross bunny.
This could give me a run for my money. People are often criticising the calibre of my humour on this show. Well, now you know. It could be worse, couldn't it? Henry?
Alexa, can you tell us a haiku?
Order a pizza. Turn on lights, get me a car. I have my needs too.
Hey!
That's not bad.
Alexa, can you tell us a limerick, please?
I couldn't find a contact matching Alexa. Can you tell us a limerick, please? To see your contacts, go to the Alexa app.
Alexa, tell us a limerick.
There once was a bloodthirsty shark who took a tough bet on a lark. He vowed no more meat, just plants I will eat. Now he feasts on seaweed and bark.
Not bad, not bad.
Can we, you know, we're playing around with this, and actually I've got an email here from Mark, who, in reaction to this, says, I set up telephone banking with voice recognition. It kept failing and throwing me out. I had to revert back to normal logins. I think we're a very long way off yet. How is this sort of technology working, though, Peter? With this gadget we have sitting here on the desk, for people who haven't seen an Alexa, this is a slightly overgrown sort of cardboard tube type size, isn't it? The kind of thing your kitchen roll would be on. What's that doing, and how's it doing what it's doing?
Sorry, I don't know.
When it's not saying sorry for things.
So this is actually one example of this type of almost more unsupervised type of technology. Some of the huge advances that have come recently in these types of computational power of these things has come from these methods where you can learn from a very large amount of data, quite complex interrelated structures in a way that aren't really handcrafted. And so the algorithms that are behind Alexa have listened to many, many millions and millions and millions of hours of speech. And from that, with context and labels and what the speech is about, and have learned these mappings between language and concepts in a different way to hand coding them in a standard algorithmic sense.
Henry?
I also just wanted to flag that it's easy to look at so many aspects of AI these days, like voice assistants, and think, gosh, that's so terrible. But we also shouldn't expect AI to improve in a completely linear fashion. So a couple of years ago, Google rolled out a new algorithm in its translation systems that was drastically better than the one that was in place before. So we may laugh at the kind of mistakes that Siri and Alexa make at the moment, but then the next generation could not just be 1% or 5% better. It could have whole new capabilities we can't imagine.